And now, for your listening pleasure, Private Ear Audio Theater opens the vault and lights up with The Smoker.
Satan's henchmen, heed the smoker.
The makers of Camelot cigarettes proudly present another spellbinding tale of justice at the hands of the smoker. Deep within the heart of uncharted Arabia, Lambert Prince, dashing young editor of the Daily Beacon, stumbled upon the fabled Gardens of Babylon. There, he learned to roll a cigarette whose secret ingredients transform him to flesh from flesh and blood to living smoke. Today, he haunts the city streets, aided by his feisty star reporter, Virginia Dale, waging a relentless war on crime as the Smoker. Tonight's drama, The Deadly Dig.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for dining with me at my humble penthouse apartment. It is an honor to have so many important figures from our fair city here tonight. Miss Claire Everly, I know I'll see a glowing review of our little gathering in the society pages of the City Sentinel tomorrow. I can see the headline now. Felix Young, man of progress.
Yes, or maybe Felix Young, bootlicker.
Commissioner Winston, I think we all salute the brave work of the men in blue.
Yeah, you can salute me after I've shut down that shady importing business of yours.
Whoa. Bob Johnson, our wonderful building commissioner. I don't know where I'd be in the city if you hadn't approved the permits to build my little empire.
I approved the permits to build your parents' empire. You, I want nothing to do with.
And yet you've come. You all have, curious to learn what innovation the bold mind of Felix Young has devised.
I came for the grub. Free and fancy, just how I like it.
Yes, Miss Edna Hart. I'm especially pleased to see you here. The city still misses your late husband after all these years.
Cram it, you slimy scamp.
Still a spitfire, I see.
Felix, would you mind telling me why you've dragged us here? It's getting late.
I'm with Miss Everly. My wife doesn't like it when I stay out.
Of course, but explaining such a bore. Instead, why don't I show you?
What does it mean by show us? I don't know.
Bruno!
Yeah, what is it, boss?
Would you please show our guests to the elevator?
Elevator?
Yeah, just a second, boss.
Put that stamp book down and do your job.
Yeah, all right, boss. Right this way, everybody.
What is this, Felix? Where are you taking us?
Mr. Johnson. I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise.
Surprise? I hate surprises.
Please, Edna. I'm sure you'll be thrilled by what I have to show you.
Yeah, I doubt it. One time, I walked in on the Kaiser stripped down to his britches, and there ain't nothing thrilled me since.
Bruno, would you escort Edna to the elevator?
Sure, boss. Right this way, Mrs. Hart.
Get your flippers off of me. I can escort myself, thank you very much.
If everyone would step inside, Miss Everly, we're waiting.
All right, but this better make a hot front page for the morning edition.
Going down.
Oh my God. This isn't like any elevator I've been on.
We're dropping faster than the price of cheese on the moon.
Where are we going, Felix? We must be at least 20 floors underground already.
Patience, Mr. Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the future of the city, and it does not lie amongst the clouds, but deep below the earth.
I'm not sure I follow.
Then follow me into my showroom.
Hey, it's a model of the city.
But where are all the skyscrapers?
It's all a crock of...
Behold!
Well, now it's flipping over.
And beneath it, a new paradise. Yes, friends, underground. The last great frontier of man. With all your help, we can build a new subterranean empire in the name of progress.
This is pretty outlandish.
This is absurd, Felix. The City Sentinel would never support such an outlandish proposal.
I'd never approve the building permits.
It's too complicated. We can't have a... underground police.
This is the daffiest thing I ever seen in all my days.
Well, I know when I've been made a fool of. I apologize for wasting your time. Why don't we all return to my penthouse for drinks and cigarettes?
Scooped by the Sentinel.
Not the first time Claire's beat you to the punch.
Listen, Virginia.
You listen. No one else had an invitation to that party, Lambert. You've got no one to blame but your stubborn self.
How was I supposed to know that slickster had something big slipped up his sleeve? I've been in this dinner parties before. Every time he lays out some big pitch in the supposed name of progress, then we all laugh and enjoy the free tenderloin.
Felix Young, man of progress. Sounds like the Sentinel butt that pitch.
Must have been some good tenderloin.
Listen here. Building Commissioner Bob Johnson has just approved Felix Young's plan to make all of Big City subterranean.
Impossible.
I know. Where will we put the airport?
Bob despises Felix. He'd never greenlight a project like this, especially not so fast.
Hmm. And Commissioner Winston ceased his investigation into Felix's importing business. Here's a picture of them shaking hands and smiling.
But where'd a two-bit scoundrel like Felix suddenly get so much press?
Didn't you read the byline? Claire Everly. Looks like this is one lead that you won't get stealing from her.
Now, something big must have happened at that dinner last night.
Let me go talk to Jerry at the Sentinel. He's always got Claire's ear.
No. This is something I should do myself. It's about time I paid Claire a visit.
Fat chance. She dumped you faster than contraband at customs. You'll be lucky to get one foot inside that building.
Sure, she despises Lambert Prince, but she always has time for tall, dark, and billowy.
Don't tell me you've been visiting Claire as the smoker.
A crime fighter's got to keep the presses on his side.
Using your alter ego to spend time with your ex, Lambert? Get help!
Don't get jealous, Virginia. It's only business.
Yes, only business. Only weird, creepy business.
You heard me, Jerry. It's a bum rap.
But Claire, you told me after the meeting last night we'd have enough dirt to put the kibosh on Felix's plans.
Jerry, are you prepared to be the reporter who put the kibosh on the future? Because that's what Felix's plans are.
He paid you off, didn't he? The editor of the City Sentinel, my boss, a shill for Felix Young.
Oh, watch it, muck chucker.
I don't need a Dalmatian to see your pants are on fire.
Jerry!
What?
Your pants are on fire!
What?
Well, smoke's pouring out of the legs.
Oh, water! Somebody get me some water!
The smoker.
Your office window was shut up tight, Miss Everly, so I hitched a ride in this gentleman's pants.
You want I should call the cops?
No. This must be pretty urgent to wiggle up Jerry's britches, smoker.
But Claire...
Scram!
Oh, no good lousy smoker sneaking up my pants.
Well, how can I be of service?
I need to know what happened at Felix's penthouse last night.
Nothing special. Drinks and dessert. Quite a bore, really.
Is that why your morning edition featured a story praising his eye for innovation?
Mind if I light up a cigarette? You won't be threatened by another puff of smoke in the room.
Heed the smoker, Claire Everly. Freedom is threatened when a paper loses neutrality.
Then why not pester Lambert Prince? Fella rakes you through the coals every chance he gets, ruthless swine.
He's not such a bad guy.
Take it from a gal who's worn his pajamas. Lambert would carve up his mom if she bled hot leads. He used me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have kept your love a secret.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have used our pillow talk as a source.
Well, maybe he didn't know any better.
Well, maybe I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I am. Lambert. Lambert, not me, the smoker. I'm the smoker.
Well, then dissipate, all right? I've got to figure out a title for this interview. Well, how about Felix Young on a break with the Trailblazer? Or maybe on the trail of a groundbreaker, I don't know.
Oh, you're very taken with him.
He's a visionary, smoker. I'd have snapped him up myself if Edna hadn't caught his fancy first.
You mean Edna Hart?
The millionaire widow, yes. They were still canoodling by the fire long after the rest of us left.
Canoodling with danger is more like it.
Well, say what you will, smoker, but by the time Felix is through with it, Big City will be changed for the better. And I support him. In the name of progress.
To you, Edna.
Felix, darling, you shouldn't have. champagne.
Nothing is too much for you, my dear.
And think I used to spend all my energy hating you, Felix. Hating you rotten.
They say that love and hate are often two sides of the same coin.
Oh, but I mean really revile. I'd call you lazy, leering, lily-livered.
But
leech.
Now
I find myself positively enchanted by you, Felix.
More than you know.
What's that?
Nothing. But now that we've finished dinner, why don't we finish our drinks out on the balcony, eh? Taking a view of the city.
But there's a thunderous storm a-brewing.
Then we'll just have to weather it together.
Felix, this view.
You like it?
A feast for my baby faded blues it is.
All of this, it's nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. This apartment is nothing. This city, nothing. No! Not when compared to the vast empire I will forge, my darling, deep beneath the ground.
Oh, Felix!
Yes, dearest. I will start with the historic district, your cherished historic district. There will I build such a palace to make the czars of old Russia weep bitter tears of jealousy.
Oh, Felix, can ya? Will ya?
I can, and I will. And deep below the molten ground, in the lowest tower of the palace, that is where you and I shall live together as one, man and wife. King and queen over a new age of progress.
Are you meaning to propose marriage, Felix? In my wilted age?
True beauty knows no age, love. Will you marry me, Edna?
Oh, Felix, I'm giddier than a bow-legged bulldog with his tail between his legs.
Is that a yes?
Darn tootin' it is. Lay one on me, bucko.
But wait. I want to make sure we're both doing this for the right reasons. You're not just marrying me because I'm going to build you a palace, are you?
Oh, Felix, of course not. We're in love.
Then here, sign this living will, making what is mine yours and what is yours mine, so that when we wed, we will be as one, sharing every part of our lives.
I like your line of thinking, Sonny. I'll sign right now.
Here's the pen. Yes, right on the dotted line there. There, good. Oh, you are doing the right thing, my dear, for our happiness.
Our happiness.
If something were to happen to you, for instance, if you were to slip and go tumbling off this balcony or something similar.
Whoa!
Oh, careful, I've got you. As I was saying, if anything were to happen to you after we were married, I'd never forgive myself.
You really are the most charming man, Felix.
And you are the most charmed woman, Edna. And soon, well, care for a smoke, my dear?
Matilda, is Lambert... Oh, what's with all the smoke in here? Matilda!
What? Since when was there a law that a girl can't smoke indoors?
Since when do you smoke?
Well, I don't smoke regular cigarettes, Ms. Dale. These are menthols. My girlfriend gave me a pack the other day.
Well, menthols are not. It's a disgusting habit, and it's tougher to kick than a baby in its mother's arms.
Oh, I can stop whenever, Ms. Dale. I just like the relaxing flavor.
Well, if you're gonna keep this up, then buy a fan.
And why would I do a silly thing like that?
Oh, go finish your crossword. How is the Senatal? Senatal?
Thrilling.
Getting information from Claire.
Yeah.
And what did you find out?
She hates me.
Oh, I meant about the dinner last night.
What? Oh, right. Nothing much. She says it was a bore.
Lambert, you need to get over her. Remember years ago when she wasn't in the picture? Before Arabia? You were happy then.
But love is a different sort of happiness, Virginia. If happiness is hopping up and down, then love is a potato sack race, and it would seem I've come in last.
Oh, don't get all weepy on me. I've got no time for soggy shoulders.
Now that reminds me. The expose you're writing on Felix Young?
You gave it the go-over?
It's all wet.
What?
I'm cutting it, Virginia.
You can't! What's gotten to you, Lambert? This morning you were calling Felix a scoundrel.
And now I say he's A-okay.
Those cigarettes.
Pretty sharp, eh? Felix mailed me a pack as a gift. They taste a bit off, but all cigarettes do nowadays. No attention to quality.
You say they're from Felix?
Yep. You see, he's not such a bad guy. He's got some big ideas. He's making great strides.
In the name of progress.
Gentlemen and ladies, we return to the smoker's thrilling adventure in just a moment. But first, a message on behalf of Camelot Cigarettes from that wisest of sages, Merlin the Wizard.
Oh, forsooth, dear listeners. I, Merlin, have traveled from far off lands to give a most dire warning. A foul fate awaits those who choose their cigarettes unwisely. Studies by your nation's leading alchemists have shown that Camelot Cigarettes' unique blend of English and domestic tobaccos improves concentration and stimulates the more cerebral pleasure centers than any other brand. Why, I'd say it was magic if the results hadn't been confirmed by four separate clinical trials. Only a village idiot would ignore the proven health benefits of Camelot Cigarettes. Because every roll of Camelot is like a magic wand. Just light that hocus, smokus, and you'll be forever fond of Camelot. The light of the round table.
Thank you, Merlin. And be sure to stay tuned at the end of our broadcast for a special message from The Smoker. Now, Camelot Cigarettes presents the second act of The Smoker.
It's so good to see everyone here again. Miss Everly, that article in the Sentinel yesterday was delightful.
Well, just wait until you read your interview in the evening edition.
Commissioner Winston, I must thank you for being so accommodating with all my business.
Yeah, well, always happy to look the other way for progress.
Mr. Johnson, how is the paperwork coming?
Speeding away like Paul Revere on his midnight ride.
Excellent. Well, my friends, let's welcome our newest progressivist, Lambert Prince, to our exclusive gathering. Lambert has recently seen the spark, or the light, so to speak, and is ready to embrace the future of Big City.
Well, who could deny progress, Felix, when it stares him in the face?
Very good. And have you taken care of, spoken to that great dame of yours, Miss Virginia Dale? She refuses to meet me in person or even answer my calls.
Don't worry, I've got her reined in.
Excellent. And speaking of being reined in, I have an announcement to make. As you may have heard, Miss Hart and I are engaged to be married.
Oh, Felix, I'm happier than a long-necked Clydesdale in an orchard.
Yes, I know. Let's all then smoke to our happiness, shall we? Bruno, put down that blasted stamp book and get the cigarettes.
Right away, boss.
Ah, there we are. To happiness.
To happiness.
Now, we are all men and women of progress. We understand that things must move forward, be made to move forward. Otherwise, like a shark, we'll all go belly up. Think of the greatest societies man has built. Rome, Babylon, Moscow, all have fallen and crumbled. We reach for the stars, but always fall. But we shouldn't be dissuaded. It's not our ambition that's the problem, but the direction of that ambition. A man can fall to his death from a skyscraper window, but where does he have to go when he's underground? Nowhere but up. So how do we progress when society is so stuck in its ways? My plan, ladies and gentlemen, is as follows.
Matilda, I've got... again?
Once I started smoking these menthols, I realized how stressed out I really was.
Never mind. I've got to see Lambert.
He's not in.
Then where is he?
You seem stressed, Ms. Dale. I could give you one
this
of my...
This can't wait. It's Felix. He's going to destroy the city.
Well, how's that?
I stumbled across his plan when I was investigating the historic district, where he's just got approval to dig. There's a fault line, an old one. I don't think anyone but a few geologists would know about it, but a fault line nonetheless.
Well, and what's he going to do with this, this...
A fault line? He's going to trigger an earthquake.
An earthquake?
That way the people of Big City won't have anywhere to go but down to his underground metropolis.
Oh, that is just like him. My girlfriends think he's a creep, marrying an old widow all for the money. Oh, Miss Dale, I just remembered. This came for you today from the creep himself, hand-delivered.
Really?
He was very insistent you open it and give whatever's inside a try.
Of course.
What is it?
Oh, they're cigarettes. Like the ones he gave to Lambert. And now he's insisting I try them, too. Matilda, give one a puff.
Gladly, I just finished my menthol.
So that Felix, huh? Marrying Edna for the cash, planning to level the city. What an awful guy, right?
Oh, Felix? Oh, I don't know. I think he's a sweetie pie, keeping that old lady company in their twilight years. And as for destroying the city, well, he's only doing it in the name of progress.
Give me that!
Hey, what's the rub, Ms. Dale? I'm in the middle of a drag and you stick it under your heel.
Well, it's just like I thought.
Oh, I'm really stressed now. I need another menthol. Oh, wow. I feel weird. Did I really just call Felix a sweetie pie?
Don't you see? Felix put some sort of charming agent in those cigarettes.
He doesn't charm me.
You came out of it right after you lit up a menthol. Regular smokes must neutralize the effects. If I'm right, he must have to provide a steady supply to his victims. Matilda, if Lambert comes into your office, try to get him hooked on your menthols.
Hey, but I'm almost out.
Buy another pack.
Gee, thanks, Ms. Dale.
I've got to find Felix and stop Big City from becoming a big pile of rubble.
Yes. Well, of course. No message. Just tell him Bob Johnson called. Thank you so much. Your help will not be forgotten. Well, I think a well-deserved cigarette is in order. I guess I'm all out. That's funny. Felix keeps me in smokes, and usually when I'm about to run out, he brings me new ones right away. Good thing I keep an emergency pack of regulars in my desk. Sometimes the simple stuff is what you need. What's this? My head unclouding. Oh my, what have I done? And why have I done it?
Hello, Bob. Is everything okay?
Felix, good of
Bob,
you to...
Bob, my boy, I was at my penthouse with my lovely bride-to-be when I realized I hadn't refreshed your supply of my cigarettes.
Well, you're too late. I have woken up from your influence and seen the truth. You're a madman, and I'll have no more part of your crazed and diabolical...
Progress will not be hindered, Bob, by you or anyone else. It won't be stopped. It can't be stopped.
What are you doing? Put that gun down. I won't be threatened. Back away from me. I don't want to have to...
To what, Bob? Push me out of that window behind you?
Don't come any closer.
You see, the trouble with skyscrapers is that there's nowhere to go but down.
No, that's not true!
Where's my Felix, Bruno? Is he coming back soon?
Very soon, Mrs. Hart. He said he was just stepping out to visit Mr. Johnson.
My heart aches when he's gone, Bruno.
I know what you mean, Mrs. Hart. Sometimes I miss my stamp book something fierce. Oh, geez, what time is it?
Almost 5 o'clock. Why?
Oh, geez, the new stamps came out today. The ones with the baseball guys on them. And the post office is closing. Don't go nowhere, Mrs. Hart. I'll be right back.
There is an unusual fella.
Psst, Edna. Edna Hart.
Who's there? Well, will you look at that? Leaping over the balcony like a jumped-up jackrabbit.
I came up the fire escape. Listen, Edna, you need to smoke this cigarette.
But Felix gave me enough to last until death do us part. What would I want one of those regulars?
Oh, it's no use explaining. If I could only... Edna, hold still. I don't like doing this, but it's the only way.
You're having one yourself? What's the meaning of all this? Hey, what's the idea of blowing smoke in my head? It's like my brain had cataracts, but now they're took out. Felix! Why, that lazy, leering, lily liver.
Such language, my dear.
Well, you're too late, Felix.
That's right. And now I know you're crooked as a pail of fish hooks.
I'm sorry to hear that. Where's Bruno?
Right here, boss.
What is that in your hand? Stamps? I told you to watch Edna!
Oh, sorry, boss.
Forget him, Felix. The jig is up.
No, Miss Dale, the jig is down. You see, The trouble with being so high up is that even the simplest slip can be fatal. I weakened the railings on the balcony in anticipation of Edna's tragic accident, but two can fall just as easily as one. Bruno, do some good for once and throw them over the edge.
Okay, boss. Come here, ladies.
Now get away from me.
Just what I'd expect from a chicken heart like you. You ain't getting me without a fight.
Now don't make this difficult. Hey, what's all this smoke?
It can't be.
It is. The smoker.
I'm sorry, smoker, but we're in the middle of something. Can you kindly blow away now?
It's all right, boss. I got him.
Bruno the goon. Working for Felix now, I see.
How do you know my name?
I know a lot about you, Bruno. You collect stamps.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
But do they know why, Bruno? Do they know about your mother? Sent for life to the big city women's penitentiary?
Ignore him.
Shut up about my mama.
Do they know about the letters she would send? First weekly, then monthly, then less and less, until they petered out altogether.
I'm warning you, smoker.
You cherished them, didn't you, Bruno? Those letters, soaked in the sweet smell of mother's perfume. Even the envelopes and the stamps.
Quiet!
Yes! The stamps in particular. Why do you think she stopped writing, Bruno? Did she simply forget about you? Or was she disgusted when her little boy turned out to crime to support his stamp collection?
I'm not a stamp collector. I'm a philatelist.
Call it what you want. It won't make those letters from Mommy come any quicker.
That's it. I'm gonna beat you purple, pal.
Bruno, you fool!
You pass through me like the signs of juvenile delinquency under the eyes of neglectful parenting.
Bruno, the railing!
Heed the smoker, Felix Young. The jig is, in fact, up! The police are on their way.
That's impossible.
I switched Commissioner Winston's enchanting cigarettes with regulars earlier tonight. Give up now. There's nowhere to run.
We'll see about that.
All right, hands up. We've got the building surrounded.
That may be so, Commissioner, but you've forgotten one thing. My elevator. Yes, my personal elevator, capable of traveling hundreds of feet below sea level. It requires a key to operate, you see? The key I'm using right now. There's nothing you can do, any of you. Seconds from now, I will be huddled safely within the walls of my castle in the earth, my mighty subterranean uterus. You'll never catch me. Never!
Somebody help me pry open the elevator.
I've got a crowbar in my purse.
I wouldn't worry about it, ladies. Yeah, I've been down to Felix's so-called castle before. It's a showroom, hardly bigger than a bread box. No food or water, and that elevator's the only way back up.
Then we play the waiting game.
Yeah, we are not doing anything. You won't steal my spotlight this time, Smoker. All of you, head home. Me and the boys will stick around for Felix. I give him an hour. Tops!
Oh, Matilda. I see the office is pleasantly free of floating debris.
I decided smoking is a bad habit.
Yeah, more like you ran out of petty cash.
And I'm trying to take my mind off the sweet taste of freshly blended tobacco by focusing on my work.
Your work?
Yeah. These crossword puzzles won't complete themselves.
So, let me get this straight, Lambert. You were never under Felix's spell.
Not for a moment, Virginia. From the first puff, I knew Felix's smokes were trouble, so I pretended they'd done their job so I could breach his inner circle and trip up his plans.
And you couldn't clue me in.
In order to put one over on Felix, I needed you to really think I was in his corner. Had your behavior in any way betrayed that pretext, I'd have been sunk. But I trusted you, Virginia. I trusted you to figure it out on your own and do what I needed you to do, and you did.
That makes no sense.
Well.
So you couldn't tell me you were faking it, because if I saw Felix, he might be able to tell how by how I acted that you were faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't even see Felix until I came to the penthouse, and I wouldn't have come to the penthouse if I'd known you were faking it.
I guess.
You've got to tell me things, Lambert. Communicate! Just how incompetent do you think I am?
Well, here's your paper, Mr. Prince. It only just arrived.
Thanks, Matilda.
What paper?
The City Sentinel, of course. Thought I'd curl up with the evening edition and look at that front page headline.
Felix Young on a break with a trailblazer. Lambert, you forgot about Claire.
I wouldn't say I forgot. I slipped a pack of regular cigarettes in the back of her desk. She'll come across it eventually.
But not before the Sentinel publishes a few more embarrassing editorials praising Big City's newest criminal mastermind.
Hey, what's a few laughs at Claire's expense if it helps me move on? I needed to get over her. Anyway, and in the name of progress. Yeah.
You have been listening to The Smoker, starring Jacob Troy with Katie Hartman as Virginia Dale. And now, as promised, a special message from The Smoker.
Heed The Smoker. Tonight we saw the folly of trying an unfamiliar cigarette. That's why when I want to relax, I do it with the proven flavor of Camelot cigarettes. Only Camelots give me the smooth satisfaction I need to keep my wits sharp and crime at bay.
The Smoker is directed by Eli Taylor, with music by Nehemiah Luckett and sound design by Ian Denio. Tonight's transcribed story was by Kip T. Royal and was based on characters created by Wes Rhodes. In the cast were Joy Italiano, Daniel Kelly, Ross Wade, and Leah Rudick. Your announcer, Taylor Pavlik.
No matter how the cards are cut, crime is a fool's game. Heed The Smoker.
All the characters and places named are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by Private Ear Audio Theater.